Unit 22. Sports and Board Games. For many years, table tennis was perhaps the most popular sport in China. The reason is simple. It doesn't require expensive equipment or much space. Amateur teams were established all over the country, and China dominated the sport in international competitions for decades. Bowling was introduced to China in the late 1980s. It quickly replaced table tennis in popularity. However, so many bowling alleys were built that today many stand empty. The most popular spectator sport in China is soccer. There are two professional leagues. All over the country, soccer clubs have loyal followings. Fans often travel to different parts of the country to follow the matches of local clubs against their competitors. Traditional sports such as shadow boxing or
Tai Chi Quan
are popular with women and the elderly. Every morning, tens of thousands of retirees practice it in parks and on street corners to taped music. In addition to
Tai Chi Quan,
other Chinese martial arts are also popular. But because they are so intense, martial arts require years of training under experienced masters. There are many different styles and schools of martial arts, which are often rivals. Perhaps the most famous school of martial arts is the Shaolin Temple in the Hunan province. It is the birthplace of Chinese Chan Buddhism, better known in the U.S. by the Japanese pronunciation Zen Buddhism. Shaolin is also famous for having produced generations of martial monks. Today, Shaolin's reputation is built primarily on its martial arts school. Its history as the place where Bodhidharma, the founder of Chan Buddhism, achieved enlightenment is much less well known. Besides
Tai Chi Quan
and martial arts, the Chinese also enjoy more cerebral sports, such as Chinese chess and the board game
Wei Qi,
better known in the West by its Japanese name Go. Chinese chess is said to descend from the same ancestor as international chess. All over China, in villages and cities, young and old play Chinese chess. The esoteric
Wei Qi
has a more exalted status. Traditionally, it was one of the four requisite accomplishments for the well-educated man of leisure, the other three being music, calligraphy, and painting.
Wei Qi
still has an elitist image today. Its name means game of encirclement. Played with 180 white stones and 181 black stones on a grid consisting of 19 horizontal and 19 vertical lines, the game appears deceptively simple. Its complexity rises from the immense number of possible board positions. Every year, corporations in Japan, China, and Korea sponsor tournaments attracting the best professional players from these three countries.